two, which is a commission discussion. So I'll open it up for any commissioners to make comments, share their stories. Who would like to go first?
Kim, I see a hand up. Do you want to go first?
Commissioner Thorburn.
Thank you. I have a couple of things that I'm going to talk about. First, those of us who are commissioners in the Eastern Washington Commission seats had a wonderful meeting a week ago, last Friday, with the leadership of the staff leadership of Region 1. It was hosted by Regional Director Steve Pizengra. And we also heard from the Enforcement Captain, Dan Ron, the Habitat Program Manager, Mark Wechtel, the Fish Program Director, Chris Donnelly, the Wildlife Program Director, Kevin Robinette, and their Lands Manager, Jared Plutt. And we just, the discussion focused on a lot of the issues that are before the commission from a Region 1 perspective. It was most informative, and I think it's something that we Eastern Washington commissioners are hoping to do in our three Eastern Washington regions. It really is helpful to get a regional perspective on these issues that are before the commission. And I just want to really reach out and thank those staff members who spent practically all day in a virtual conference with us. The second thing I want to bring up is I'm going to put on an old hat. Heath referred to it, and that is my public health hat. And I'm going to reach out and speak to my former colleagues, the local public health officers and local public health officials. I saw an article yesterday where in one of our rural counties, the local health official was meeting with the county commissioners and made the statement, really, and this was outreach from our department, made the statement that if we allow hunting, it could lead to a second wave of the pandemic. And I just want to note that that statement is baseless. There's no evidence that regulated hunting and maybe adding a regulation of social distancing spreads the SARS-CoV-2, which is the virus that causes COVID-9. There's absolutely no evidence of that. Furthermore, there's no evidence that a hunter stopping in a gas station to fill up his rig or her rig on the way to hunt spreads SARS-CoV-2. Health emergency authority is very extensive, and it can be abused. And I would just ask my former colleagues to consider that as we move forward to try and contain this outbreak. We shouldn't make unreasonable restrictions on our human rights. With that, I'm done with my comments.
Thank you, Commissioner Thorburn. Anyone else?
This is Dave Graybill.
Commissioner Graybill.
First of all, Kim, thank you for those comments. You know, all of us are receiving a lot of emails and comments about the closures of our fishing seasons and hunting seasons, and I appreciate your perspective, and I know there's a lot of alternatives and options that have been presented to us and to the governor's office and the department And I hope those are getting consideration within the boundaries of reasonable health concerns. I'm very glad you brought that up, Kim, and I hope these options are being considered to provide some sort of reasonable path forward on our hunting and fishing opportunities. I also appreciated the meeting we had with our Region 1 folks, and that reminded me, and I think the email from Kelly Sussland, our director, just came out today about the retirement of Jim Brown in Region 2. I want to acknowledge the great work that Jim has done. I think all of our commissioners are probably familiar with his work in Region 2 and the great work that he's done. He's been a real asset to the department. He'll be gravely missed. And it's unfortunate that I'm looking forward to seeing who is placed in that position, and I look forward to meeting with the new regional director from that area. But there's great staff in place now that will continue to do the good work in Region 2 for the department. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Commissioner Graybill. Anyone else have any comments or stories of interest to share? Okay. Commissioner McKaysey.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just very briefly, let me also thank Commissioner Thorburn for a perspective on this. We've heard a lot of public testimony. We've read a lot of public testimony. We heard some public testimony today, and I think each one of us is hearing quite a bit about the statewide recreational fishing closure and hunting closures as well. I don't know that there's a spot on the agenda where what happens next comes up, maybe at the end of the meeting. The current emergency situation, I think, goes through May 4th. And so I think it might be a good time at some point during this meeting, I'm not sure when, or at our next conference call, for some sort of policy level discussion about what happens after May 4th. Decision on May 4th. So it's just an issue that's getting a enormous amount of discussion, and it's not currently on our agenda anywhere. We can't really raise it, I guess, for any discussion in substance depth right now.
Thank you, Commissioner McIsaac. We are going to have a wrap-up section at the as a last agenda item at the end of the day, as to fill in a little bit after the cancellation of our executive session. So we will have an opportunity to discuss various issues at the end of today's meeting. Any other commissioners have any other comments? Okay, thank you all.
Chair Carpenter, this is Commissioner Linville.
Commissioner Linville.
Sorry about that. I had my hand up, but so I just want to sort of chime in and add my voice to the conversation. I think we have a really unique opportunity in having Commissioner Thorburn on the commission with us to with some real credible guidance from her. I think it is absolutely the commission's role in this really unprecedented time to provide solid steps out of this, because we're not going to remain in this, you know, sort of, you know, I don't know what the word is for it forever. And so I think that we need, as a commission, need to provide clear guidance on next steps out of here and how to get back to normal life, because this is, we're not going to stay here forever. So, and I just think that having Commissioner Thorburn is just a really useful and amazing gift to the commission. So I just wanted to say we need to be working on that.
Thank you, Commissioner Linville. Anything else from anyone? Okay, thank you all. We'll go to item B, meeting minute approval. Commissioner Thorburn.
You're muted.
trying to find all the buttons to push. Okay, so we have two
sets of minutes to approve. I'll take each one separately. I move to approve the March 13th Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission meeting minutes as submitted.
I second that.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Thorburn and a second by Commissioner Anderson. Do we have any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, aye. Same sign. Motion carries. Thank you.
Okay, so I will move on to the second set of minutes. I move to approve the March 27th Washington Fish and Wildlife teleconference minutes as submitted.
Second.
Again, we have a motion by Commissioner Thorburn and a second by Commissioner Anderson. Before I call for the question, I see Joe Pinesco's come online. Joe, do you have comments or guidance?
Yes, I do have one comment on these minutes from the conference call. With respect to the minutes, portion of the minutes as to the delegation order, as the minutes are written, it shows Commissioner Kehoe making a motion and then has the language from his initial motion. But the language that was typed in the minutes was actually the final language that was approved. So after it was amended, if the commissioners remember that it was amended, and which is also the fact that the amendment is captured in the minutes as well. The easiest fix that I recommend is simply to move the block quote of the delegation language down to after the line main motion as amended passed unanimously. So I would recommend that when the top line says Commissioner Kehoe made a motion seconded by Commissioner Smith, after the comma, I would just say made a motion seconded by Commissioner Smith to delegate authority to the director and just leave it at that. There's no need in the minutes to set forth the language of the original motion since the minutes capture that it was then amended. And then the final language as amended would follow that. So that's my suggestion. If anyone has any other input, I'm absolutely happy to consider it.
Any follow-up to Mr. Pinesco's comments? Nikki, you got all that regarding the minutes? Okay. Right, we'll go back now, if I may, to the March 27th motion and second motion made by Commissioner Thorburn, seconded by Commissioner Anderson. Is there any further discussion on that motion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. That motion carries. Thank you very much. Next item on 2C is committee reports. It was a busy day yesterday, and I'm going to let, regarding the Fish Committee, I'm going to let Commissioner McIsaac do a briefing as he's put in a lot of work on this. So, Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. The Fish Committee met yesterday, April 9th, 2020, by conference call. The agenda and materials were posted on the Commission website prior to the meeting. All Fish Committee members were present. Also in attendance were Commissioners Baker, Thorburn, Anderson, and Linville, Commission staff Nikki Klupfer, Attorney General's Office Counsel Joe Pinesco, Department staff members Kelly Cunningham, Lori Peterson, and Kurt Hughes. Approximately 12 members of the public were also on the call. The Fish Committee discussed materials associated with the topic of providing guidance on the development policy language revision on the matter of developing policy language revisions to Policy 3619. The Fish Committee reached a unanimous recommendation to the Commission to consider under Agenda Item. This recommendation is shown below and is posted on Agenda Item 8. And I'm reading from the Fish Committee report in writing that's available on the website. I won't go into the specifics of the recommendation. It's not just posted here under the committee reports. It's also posted under Agenda Item 8 so as to facilitate public comment later in the day when we get to that. I might also note that prior to the committee consideration of this recommendation, the Fish Committee heard a report on meeting with tribal co-manager policy representatives where they offered their policy perspectives on the question of language revisions to policy 3619. And that concludes my report.
Thank you, Commissioner McIsaac. Any questions? That 3619 hatchery policy review briefing and public comment period is on our agenda today for about 11:10, so we can move on. We also had the Wildlife Committee virtual meeting yesterday.
We did. So this is Commissioner Thorburn. I just note, I was not in attendance of the Fish Committee meeting that was mentioned. I was out listening to Best for Sparrows. So the Wildlife Committee met and we had several things on the agenda. The first was a discussion of the Cougar Harvest recommendations that are before the Commission, and I'm not going to discuss that any further. We do have a recommendation that we're going to bring forward, and we'll talk about that during that agenda item. We also took a little bit deeper dive on issues and questions that came up around predator-prey management at our Kennewick meeting. There was quite a bit of discussion during the presentations on the ungulate game rules about, and we've also received a lot of testimony from constituents about predator-prey management. We spent a little bit of time discussing the current department approach and the significance of that approach. It was a good discussion. And then finally, acknowledging the testimony of Mr. Kim Miller, who provided testimony before the commission on a number of occasions, and just thanking him for his long-time involvement in the issue of bear damage to small forest landowners' operations. We have seen some, the commission seen some concerns raised just in the last few days. So we talked about the department's response, acknowledged that was a little bit delayed. Actually, department response to this issue has been on hold because of litigation for the past couple of years, and the program is resuming now, and as well as the public process to move it forward. So we talked about that. Just got a little bit of information, and again, I want to recognize Mr. Miller and all of thank you for being here today, and thank you for all of the time and effort that you put into this. Hopefully, we'll eventually reach a sweet spot with this policy. Do any of the other committee members have any comments?
Thank you, Commissioner Thorburn.